right, at the time of 7:02, we are now in session at the Monday, May 8th, session of the Shore Acres City Council. Mr. Stone, please take the roll.
Mayor Pro Tem Jennings.
Present.
Alderman McCowan.
Present.
Alderwoman Schnell. Alderman Bowles.
Present.
Alderman Hoskins.
Present.
Mayor Sanford. And we have a quorum.
All right, let's take the pledge. First pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
All right, thank you folks for coming out. First we'll go to item 3.1, special presentations, and we have none. So we'll move to 4.1, which is items of community interest from Mayor Sanford, and with her being not here, we have none. We will move to 5.0, public hearing and public comments. If you want to comment to the room, just step up to the podium and state your name and address and say what it is on your mind. We're going to start over in this corner today on the back row. Mr. King? Ms. King? Wes? Darlene? Just step to the podium and state your name and address for the record.
James Savell, 611 Fairfield. I don't mean to take up everybody's time with a personal issue, but I have a question for the councilman. I'm having a bad drainage issue at 611 Fairfield, and I've come to the city a couple times and talked to them about it, and you guys have sent some workers out, and we've looked at it. And basically what I've pinpointed is coming from the alleyway behind the neighbor to my east. I'm at 611. I think they're at 617 or something like that. And it's just horrendous. I mean, those you could not walk between my alleyway and byway, which is where that, and there's a storm sewer at byway close to Fairfield where the water used to drain before their vegetation grew up. And I went out during the last monsoon that we had and was looking, and if you get down close enough, you can see the undercurrent of the water still trying to go that way, but the undergrowth is catching paper cups and leaves and trash and all that, and that water is backing back up into my yard. And I spoke to them about it. I like to try to be neighborly. I don't want to put anybody out, or, you know, maybe they have some expenses. I don't know. But this has been going on for over a year. And the last time we had a big rain, I got about 4.5 to 5 inches of water up on my structure in the backyard, and that's my living area. So I don't want to, you know, have to file another flood claim. I'm looking to the city for help. Which way does that, whose responsibility is that alleyway behind Fairfield? Between, I think it's Fairfield and Melon. So where do we need to go? I don't want to put my neighbor out, but if I mean, I've been nice and I've asked them, and if it's their responsibility, you know, they need to take care of it because it's pushing water back up into my yard.
Okay. The way it works is we can't really talk back and forth with you,
sure,
because it wasn't on the agenda.
Sure.
But what Mr. Stahl will do is contact you tomorrow, and he will work with you on that.
Okay.
You can give the number or after the meeting. Or
sure, I'll talk to you. And like tomorrow, we'll have the time. I got pictures and stuff and everything. Thank you.
Thank you for coming. And welcome to council.
All right.
Adele?
No, just a quickie.
This is
Ellis 414 Baywood. I'd like to congratulate everyone that ran the race and for our town. It was a good race, and I congratulate all.
Thank you. Mr. Stone. Mr. Moy. Hannah?
I'm just going to second that. Hannah Pinnard from 3510 East Country Club, just to congratulate those that were elected, and to also thank for service, Ms. Schnell. Although she isn't here, she was the only one that was not working for. Thanks and congratulations.
Thank you. Mr. Urbino, anything?
Phil, you've been at 214 Fairfield Street. Bring you up to date just speedily about Seth, where the grant money comes from and how we arrived to get there. The $50,000 that was granted comes from, we don't say profits because Seth is a non-profit. It's income from multifamily housing, financing, lease fees and fees, and our five-star program, which has been a monstrous success. In fact, and since 2012, the total amount of loans that have been made through this five-star program is close to $2 billion. Monstrous, monstrous. Needless to say that each one of these loans, that before they can be approved, person making that loan has to pass a home buying seminar on the internet, and they have to answer the questions as they come up. If they don't answer that one correct, they don't go on to the next one. So virtually, if they're wanting to buy a home, and the more everybody passes the test, because they can't go on to the next question, so they know. But it brings them up to speed about what's going to happen when they get to the closing. What are mortgages like? What's the guarantees like? And so on and so forth. How to negotiate for a loan? How to get the best interest for the loan? And if they do all of this, they can get a grant on the purchase of their home, if they qualify, up to $275,000 home. They have to have a credit score of at least 640, which I think is reasonable. In our area here, the rates for their approval has to be, wages has to not exceed 78 or 79,000, which is where we are. And for instance, if they were to buy...
Phil, can you go quickly? Your time just ran out.
Okay. I didn't hear that. Excuse me. In any case, it's been a monstrous success, and the dollars and cents coming in off of that have been multiplying way up where we can offer these type of grants, and we hope to continue to do that. With the economy growing the way it is, I don't see why we shouldn't. So,
All right.
We'll do more.
Thank you for your time.
Sorry, I didn't hear you, buzzer.
All right.
Anything? Anything?
All right, we'll move on. Item
6.0. I forgot, so I don't know if I'm out of order, though.
You know what? We have no order here. We're just neighbors.
Oh, okay.
say your name and address.
Kind of Pinard again at 3510 East Country Club. I just wanted to congratulate again, I'm not sure of her name, but the new city council member who is Latina. And I don't know if you're bilingual.
No, but
it is still wonderful. We have more of a multicultural group as our city council.
Hey, I'm multicultural, let me tell you.
Oh, good.
Louisiana.
Yes, reflecting the diversity of our community.
All right, thank you.
All
right, moving on to 6.0. Mr. Stahl, your general activity report.
All right, I want to report on the wastewater pipes that we've discussed a few times. The gravity line that runs under Highway 146. As I reported at the last council meeting, been reported to us by a prior member of council that they believe that that line had previously been slip line. As you know, we got a quote for about $22,000 to clean and inspect that line, and that's $22,000 I didn't want to spend if there was evidence that there was already a slip line in that. So we had AAA come out and TV at a manhole that is immediately east of the state right-of-way, within 5 feet of the state right-of-way, and look down that line, not clean it, not do the full inspection, but stick a camera in there. It's about 16-18 feet deep from the ground, and look up that 24-inch pipe in both directions. And they did that, and there's no evidence of there being any slip liner in there. It's the original reinforced concrete pipe. By comparison to West Country Club, it's in better condition than West Country Club was. It does have some gaskets that are sagging from the joints. We have photographs and video of that. The city engineer has reviewed that, and we're going back now and revisiting with the contractor to see about schedule and cost of slip lining that pipe. It's not really a candidate for pipe bursting like we did on Torrey Acres Boulevard and we did on Westview, because if it's properly installed, there's no reason to believe it's not. It'll be in a steel casing where it crosses underneath the right-of-way, which does not allow the space for pipe bursting. But a slip liner has a much lower friction coefficient, and even though it'll be slightly smaller in diameter than the existing pipe, it will flow better than the existing pipe. We don't have a real capacity issue there. And so we're getting that pricing. And so we're holding off on the $22,000 for cleaning and inspection. If there was no signs of debris or obstructions or any signs of cave-in in what we found in that, which is all positive, it isn't going to get any better. There's no reason to believe it's in much better shape than what we had on West Country Club. But it looks at this point that we could press forward with the slip lining. I would also comment that unlike West Country Club, where we did point repairs, where we dug up the pipe where it failed and put in a temporary section and then did the pipe bursting, we don't have that same luxury under State Highway 146. I don't think TxDOT's interested in us taking a backhoe out there and digging a hole to work on the line. So we pretty much are stuck with working from inside the existing pipe. So that's where we are. I'll be bringing back new numbers. I did talk about timing. You may recall on West Country Club, it was several months to mobilize and get the liner equipment out there and to do that work. The expectation is it will be the same here. That may very well allow us to incorporate it into our budget and do that after October 1st. Another advantage is doing it in November, December, or January. We get less rainfall and we also have less effluent in the system. A real big issue with that pipeline, as I started to think about us moving to the next step and brought to the engineer's attention as well, is that there is no downstream manhole for us to bypass pump to. If we block that line at the water tower, that's 100% of the city's wastewater stream that we're stopping. And the next manhole is on the other side of the freeway where our lift station's at. It is not feasible to lay pipe, pump to that, and pick pipe up from a cost perspective. So we'll be looking at trucking, which is to say we'll bring in large tanker vacuum trucks, and we will pull that down during the daytime loads, truck it across the highway, and put it into our own lift station. And running that truck will be less expensive, but the fewer runs of the truck required, the better, which also makes December and January very attractive from that perspective. So the schedule is slipped a little bit. The pipe's in better condition than we thought it might be. There is no liner in it, and I'll be bringing pricing back, and all those decisions can be made by council at that time. And that's all I have to report on activity there.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Harris, Chief Harrison, the monthly police department report.
Yes, sir. Looking at the report this month, you'll notice we got a couple of burglaries. Dollar-wise, they hit us pretty good. Positive is we recovered most of the property already using a piece of software called Leans Online. We did not have the software, but LaPorte was good enough to let us borrow their system. And we were able to track some of the stolen guns to pawn shops and recover them. They have a suspect. We have not arrested him yet, but we know who he is. He's been arrested by Pearland PD in a similar burglary. He left his car running, and they drove up on him when the resident came home early. I'm thankful none of our residents came home early, because that could create problems by itself, but we are working that. But also bring your attention, only because I was asked a couple of questions about the death investigation we have on here. Most cities do not respond to hospice deaths. They don't have to by law. If a doctor signs off on the death certificate, we still do that. It's a small city. I think it's the right thing to do for the families to show up and offer comfort right off the spot and take care of needs that they may have, notifying people or anything else. So we continue to do that. So from time to time, you'll see death investigations here. It doesn't mean we had a homicide, which I think is what some people think when they see it. majority of these are hospice pests.
Anyone on council have a question for the chief? All right, thank you, chief.
Yes, sir.
Moving on to 603, the public works report, Mr. Stahl.
Okay, in your packet is the report from Mr. Ingram. We didn't have any remarkable activity during the month, and please report we had very little in the way of water leaks as well. That's all I got.
Very good. Anybody got any questions for Mr. Stahl? We'll move on to business 7.0. 7.1, consideration of action to approve resolution number 2017-254, approving the payment of invoices. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion to consider and approve resolution number 2017-254, approving the payment of invoices.
And do I have a second?
Second.
So a motion by Mr. Bull, second by Mr. McCown. Do we have any discussion? All those in favor of approving resolution number 2017-254, resolution approving the payment of invoices, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? And the measure passes unanimously. Moving on to item 7.2, which is a discussion and action to approve resolution number 2017-255, nominating a representative to the Southeast Texas Housing Finance Corporation, SEF, as we call it, Board of Directors, for a two-year term ending April 30th, 2019. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion to discuss and approve resolution number 2017-255, nominating a representative to the Southeast Texas Housing Finance Corporation Board of Directors for a two-year term ending April 30th, 2019.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Bowles and a second by Mr. McCown. I would like to start off the discussion by just saying that obviously Phil Yovino is a treasure to the city. Has done a great job with this particular organization, and has brought money to some people that really need it. So I think he's done a great job. I'm certainly going to second or vote for in favor of this. I would make a motion to amend this resolution by adding. I just passed out copies. You should have a copy of this so that we can get the wording correct. I make a motion to amend resolution 2017-255 by adding that in the event that the city receives pass-through funding, if for any purpose the expenditure of those funds shall follow the same processes and procedures as any other expenditure by the city in full compliance with city procurement policies, regulations, and applicable state law. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
So motion by James, the second by Bowles. That's really self-explanatory. All this says is that in the event we are lucky enough that Phil is able to procure more money for the city, we'll just pass it through the normal city purchasing and procedures and procurement procedures. Anybody have any questions on this amendment? All those in favor of the amendment as stated, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? The amendment passes. Do we have any discussion on the main motion to approve Phil Yovino as our representative? Mr. McCown?
No, I'm for it.
Mr. Bowles?
No, sir, I'm for it as well.
Mr. Husk?
Let's vote.
All those in favor of approving Phil Yovino and resolution 2017-255 as amended, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you, Mr. Yovino. It's approved unanimously once again.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I enjoyed doing it. And I think your motion that you just did, we thought was already in place. Sorry to hear that. But it will be followed right now. Good.
Moving on to item 7.3, consideration and approval of resolution 2017-256, authorizing the city administrator to obtain transactable offers for electric service and execute a contract for electric service. Do we have a motion?
Make a motion to consider and approve resolution number 2017-256, authorizing the city administrator to obtain transactable offers for electric service and execute a contract for electric service.
Motion by Mr. Bowles. Do we have a second?
Second.
And a second by Mr. McCown. Is there any discussion? Mr. Stahl, you want to explain this?
Sure. We contract for our electric service and it runs anywhere from 3 to 5 years typically. We use a broker, Tradition Energy. They solicit market pricing for us. It's all very volatile. It's all that day. They will provide in the morning pricing from suppliers to see where we were at for a benchmark. I got pricing a week ago from 7. They provided pricing from 7 different electrical suppliers. As you know, the city works just like they do at your house now, where you have a retail electric provider. All the lines are still owned by CenterPoint, but you buy your electricity through that retailer. What this allows us to do is to get highly competitive rates. They're good for that one day, and you pull the trigger on what makes the most sense. Those 7 that we got ranged in 12, 24, 36, 48, and 60 months for each of them. They quote what your energy charge would be. If we take it, currently we use Hudson Energy. They were the low price in the last cycle, which was 5 years ago. As I look at this here, if we were to take the 60 month, well, we make this decision, if it's a small savings on both long and short term, you take the short term, the trend is increasing prices. In this particular case, it's favorable to go to the 60 month and lock in. If we were to have done this last week and taken the low one here on the 60 month, it would have changed who our supplier was, but it would save the city $8,400 a year over what our current energy costs are. The long term also has a positive advantage for the city if the pricing is right, in that you have stability in your costs, so when you're doing the budgeting, you know in advance what your electric costs are going to be. You have control over your consumption, but you don't have control over the pricing, and this gives us some of that. So we've done this process before. This is not the first time. The authorization for me on the transactional is so that I can pull the trigger. I have the authority to take the deal that's the best deal for us on that day. If there is, and we have to be, of course, cognizant of what we can do in terms of open meetings, but if there is a member of council that would like to be more involved in the process, I have no objection. I just can't get to where we have a quorum and you're making a decision that's outside of this meeting. And that's what this is all about.
Any questions from council?
No, I just have one. What's the rate that we pay today per 1,000 kilowatts versus what you're looking at?
Okay. Let's see if I've got that here. We currently have 10 accounts. And
like 12.4 cents.
Well, actually less than that. It's about 11 cents now. And it's a compound rate. Our current rate on the consumption by itself is 6.34 cents. And you have a base in that. So if we go to the lowest one here, it would take that from the 0.0634 down to 0.0569 last week.
My opinion is, if you can save $8,000 a year, I don't think we need to vote on a meeting where we missed that opportunity. Well, that's just how I feel about it. Save $8,000. Go ahead. Is my vote.
Matt?
Yes.
I think we ought to do it pretty quick because you're going to start finding they're going to be going up. The summer months get harder, they go up, and they make a lot more money. So, faster the better.
Ms. McGough?
I'm good.
All right. All those in favor of approving resolution number 2017-256, authorizing city administrator to obtain transactional offers for electric service and execute a contract for electric service, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? And the motion passes unanimously. With that being business included, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Bowles, a second by McCallum to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
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 And the meeting is closed as of 7:27 p.m.